The right to asylum is a basic European value, said the EU's top justice official this week as he unveiled a new resettlement program to member states. It would put in place a voluntary refugee resettlement scheme across the bloc's 27 nations. So far, it's mostly the EU's southernmost members that have to deal with an unending influx of illegal immigrants and genuine asylum seekers. Hailing mainly from Africa, they are crossing the Mediterranean in small makeshift boats and rafts to reach Italy, Malta, or Spain. Most of the refugees are drowning while trying to reach for a better life. Only last week, 73 migrants from Eritrea died from hunger and thirst while trying to reach Europe from North Africa. Festus Tarawale spoke to Bishop Mengistab Tesfarmariam of the Ethiopian Eparchy of Asmara in Eritrea, who was shocked to hear that vessels passed his dying countrymen by.
The first thing we have to ask, why are they leaving the country? Many are leaving the country. Why are they leaving? I think the lack of peace, the situation of conflict, the situation of no war, no peace, you know, kind of anomalous. And for the young people, they don't see a bright future. And maybe they take leaving the country as a solution, which is not really, because they are going out of their country, and they become refugees. And a refugee usually is a kind of second-class citizen. And so the solution is, first of all, that peace come to that area of Eastern Africa, not only in Eritrea, but Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Kenya, all that part needs really to be peaceful. And then, of course, development. Only peace is not enough. Development, that is to have enough food, enough work, and be able to fulfill yourself in all aspects, you know. Many people, I mean, everyone has aspirations. And then coming to the other countries, to the host countries of the refugees, really, to be merciful. Sometimes, you know, like the last one we heard, is that these people were stranded in the sea for...
And over 70 of them.
For weeks. And it seems people saw them, and they just passed by. How people can leave a group of people stranded in the sea and let them die like that? I think that's very inhuman, I would say. Once the refugee comes, they have to welcome them, give them opportunities to live a decent life. Because sending them back or just letting them drown in the sea, that is not really what the gospel tells us to do.